I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia launched its coronavirus vaccine initiative Saturday to contain the disease that is spreading at a record pace. The first doses will go to essential workers such as medical professionals and teachers and to people who are most vulnerable to the virus. The vaccine, known as Sputnik V, was approved in August despite criticism from Western experts about the country's dearth of clinical trial information. Russia ranks fourth in the world in coronavirus infections with more than 2.4 million. That's according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S.-based Pfizer and Germany-based BioNTech are set to introduce a vaccine next week. Following its approval recently by Britain, the two drug makers could receive U.S. approval later this month. On Friday, Bahrain became the second country to approve emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine after Britain. The challenge in distributing the Pfizer vaccine will be keeping it cold enough. It must be stored at temperatures around minus 70 degrees Celsius. That's minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Bahrain routinely registers summer temperatures of 40 Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Bahrain has already inoculated 6,000 people with a Chinese vaccine that uses a dead version of the virus. The Mideast nation has had nearly 88,000 cases of the coronavirus and almost 350 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins. Confirmed cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus, have surpassed 66 million globally, with more than 1.5 million deaths. The United States continues to have the highest number of confirmed cases, more than 14 million so far, and more than 280,000 deaths. More on this and other stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A dire shortage of hospital beds is prompting more lockdowns across the state of California. The California Department of Public Health says intensive care unit capacity has fallen below 15% in Southern California and a large swath of the Central Valley. That triggers new measures, which include strict closures for businesses and new controls on other activities. They take effect Sunday evening and remain in place for at least 3 weeks, meaning the lockdown will cover the Christmas holiday. The two regions of California are also home to more than half of the state's population. The measures are also going to be in effect in 5 San Francisco Bay Area counties. Post-Brexit trade discussions between the United Kingdom and the European Union will resume on Sunday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke by phone on Saturday after they issued a joint statement. They said progress has been achieved in many areas, but they also highlighted 3 areas of division: fishing rights, British exports to the EU, and how future disputes would be settled. The two leaders said no agreement is feasible if those issues aren't resolved. A capsule containing material from an asteroid has parachuted back to Earth in South Australia after more than a year investigating the interstellar object. The capsule detached from the Hayabusa 2 spacecraft and was picked up by cameras as a dazzling fireball streaking across the Australian sky. The 16-kilogram capsule touched down in the Woomera Range operated by the Royal Australian Air Force. After recovery, it will be taken to the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency's lab in Sagamihara City near Tokyo. The Hayabusa 2 blasted off in December 2014 for the asteroid Rugu in a pioneering mission to take samples that scientists hope will reveal how life on Earth began. Its round-trip mission took 6 years. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched across the Armenian capital Saturday to push for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan over his handling of the conflict with Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. More than 20,000 protesters rallied in Yerevan on Saturday, chanting, "Nikol, you traitor," and "Nikol, go away." They then marched to the prime minister's official residence. Armenia's opposition parties warned Pashinyan there would be civil disobedience across the country if he does not resign by noon on Tuesday. He's refused to step down, defending the peace agreement as a painful but necessary move that prevented Azerbaijan from overrunning the entire Nagorno-Karabakh region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.